A weekend of events commemorating the birth of Martin Luther King Jr. 90 years ago is underway in Springfield, Massachusetts.
Lift every voice and sing, till earth and heaven ring.
A program celebrating the life and legacy of the civil rights pioneer was presented Friday at City Hall by the Springfield chapter of the NAACP and the office of Mayor Dominic Sarno. It featured song, rousing oratory, and an inspirational essay by an 11-year-old girl who said, like Dr. King, she too has a dream.
My dream is that there will be less young men choosing a life of crime and more young men choosing a major in college.
Serenity Figueroa led about 50 of her fifth-grade classmates from the Martin Luther King Jr. Charter School in reciting a pledge to make college their destiny. After the speaking program, a commemorative flag with King's portrait superimposed over the stars and stripes was raised up the flagpole in front of City Hall. Mayor Sarno urged people to adhere year-round to the principles King stood for.
And it doesn't matter what creed, color, or background you are. The ideals work for each and every one of us.
In a keynote address, Reverend Talbert Swan, the Springfield NAACP chapter president, said astonishing progress had been made on civil rights since King's assassination in 1968, but still the country was more racially divided than ever.
For all our amazing progress in race relations, too many still fall victim much too easily to the siren song of racial demagogues. Dr. King would certainly recognize that.
Swan contrasted King's message of hope with the nativism and bigotry that was heard in last year's presidential campaign and said if King had lived, he would urge people to stand up for their rights.
Don't give up the fight. He'd tell us to stand, to fight, to pray. He'd let us know that we've been here before. Donald Trump ain't nothing new. He's just somebody with a different face and a different name. We've seen Donald Trumps throughout history. We've dealt with disunity and racial division before.
Also at Friday's event, Swan was sworn in for a fourth two-year term as president of the Springfield NAACP chapter.
We plan on joining in solidarity with branches across the nation to fight a nationwide fight against the social ills that are impacting our communities. Of course, we'll be focusing in on local issues as well, but I think we are broadening our horizons to work in collaboration with our national organization and other branches as well.
The annual MLK Scholarship Breakfast will be held Saturday in Springfield. On Monday, when King's birthday is observed as a federal and state holiday, several community organizations are putting on a two-hour celebration at the Mass Mutual Center in downtown Springfield that features music and dance performances by hundreds of children. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.